RejuvenateMyFace.com, a natural facial rejuvenation system to lift your face and lift your spirits.
Self-help five element mini. As we get ready to do our self-help five element mini, you might get your mirror out and take a brief look at your face. You've already learned how to do an evaluation, and for now you're just checking in and noticing what is easily apparent. Next, you want to find the page in your notes. It has self-help five-element mini written at the top. And if you have a pillow or two that you can rest your elbows on, that's highly to your benefit. These can be used to give your arm support so you can cradle your face in a relaxed way. Then you can relax by dropping your elbows into the pillows, and also having enough pillows so that your head naturally rests in your hands without bending forward. We will begin by naming the steps that are listed on your notes. And after we've named them all and talked ourselves through them, we will actually do them. So place your sheet with the self-help mini instructions where you can see it. The first half of the self-help five-element mini is to develop your listening touch, and the second half is to develop your laser touch. Look at the number one, settle. You know that settling is an intention. It's a pause. It's a lovely thing where you settle into your own body, where you come into a place where you're connected with yourself in a state of wholeness. You sense your midline, you sense the support of the earth. Number two, face cradle. What you'll do here is to cradle your face so that the palms of your hands softly cover the bulk of your face. Your fingertips will be on your forehead, the heels of your hand on the jaw, and the edges of your little fingers will touch each other in the center of your face. And you're going to rotate your head, first one way and then the other. Make your pillows high enough so you can easily turn hands and head together. Another option here is the shoulder brush. To do this, you'll turn your head toward one shoulder, then you'll reach your hand over to gently grasp the shoulder that you have turned toward. You'll notice your breathing. And on an exhalation or an out-breath, you'll gently brush up and over the shoulder as you bring the head to the center. Then you'll repeat on the other side. We've also already done stroking the face on exhalation. We will begin with the forehead and cheek zones, gently cradling and brushing to the sides. And then we'll do the cheek and jaw zones, gently cradling and brushing to the sides. Notice that when you are brushing to the sides, you have waited. And notice when there's a nice inhalation and you do the stroking on the exhalation. Warming circles is our next step. We've already done this. We will do the forehead, cheek, and jaw zones one by one. And this completes our listening touch. Now we move to the laser touch and the acupressure series. Here we'll be connecting to the energies of wood, fire, earth, metal, and water meridians, and we'll also connect with governing vessel and conception vessel meridians. And to complete the self-help mini, we will do the gentle cradling and stroking we began with, and we will back out the same way we came in, First we'll cradle, then we'll stroke. At the end it says ground at the shoulders or feet. This means we'll do anything to bring attention to the shoulders or the feet, to support them. We can gently cradle either or both and think of the support of the earth and the floor. When we leave our final contact, we do it gradually and consciously. We wait until the body releases us. You might feel like your arms just start to float away. When you're close to done, just let yourself have the thought, we're thinking we're almost done and waiting for the release. So now we're going to begin and actually do this self-help five-element mini. Get your pillows under your elbows. Adjust their height. Are you ready? Are you comfortable? We're beginning by settling. And really sense what helps you to settle. We often use images, like find the fluids in your body. Sense your bones. Sense the parts of you that are cradled or touched by the earth. Sense your midline. Sense how your midline orients you between the left and the right, the top and the bottom, the back and the front. And as you continue in this process of settling, you're going to begin to gently cradle your face. This is not a leaning onto your hands. It is a floating of your hands onto the tissues of your face and a floating of your face on the whole surface of your hands. And just notice, as your face is cradled, how soothing that is. This, in and of itself, is a tremendous balancer for the face, the whole body, and especially the nervous system. Gently turn your head one way. And as you take it to the side, don't force it at all. Just go to where it gently goes and slowly come back to the middle. Your hands are still resting on your face. Turn your head to the other side. And if your pillows are somehow too low, you'll need to do the shoulder brush instead. And it is always lovely to do the shoulder brush in addition. And we do the shoulder brush with breathing. So let's begin and experiment with the shoulder brush. Turn your head to one side. Now gently turn your head one way. Come back to the middle. Turn it the other way. Come back to the middle. If your pillows are low, you'll need to do the shoulder brush instead. And it's always lovely to do the shoulder breath, even if you've done the head rotations. Let's begin and explore the shoulder brushing. Turn your head one way. Now gently lift your opposite hand to cradle the shoulder that you've turned your head toward. We're going to keep things simple and just do one round. When you have more time, you can luxuriate in the shoulder brushing and do two or three cycles. Wait until you feel a nice in-breath arising. And as you exhale, you're going to brush along the shoulder and relax. And take a moment to feel what happens in your body after brushing the shoulder. Now you're going to turn your head to the opposite side. And again, you're going to reach over and grasp that shoulder. Wait for a nice inhalation. And after that nice inhalation, you're going to breathe out and slowly brush, allowing your hands to slowly come up over the shoulder. And just take a moment to notice the sense of what that feels like in your body. We're going to bring our hands now up to the forehead zone of the face. Just see what it's like to allow your hands to float up to the forehead. And now we're going to do a stroking of the face on exhalation. Notice your breathing. Wait for a nice inhalation. And as the out-breath comes, slowly brush out along the sides of your face. And when your hands come back, come to the middle zone or the cheek zone of your face. Rest your hands on your cheeks and notice your breathing. When you notice a nice inhalation, get ready, and on the out-breath, you're going to brush to the sides as you breathe out. And as your hands circle round, let them come back to the chin. And when you're ready, when you sense a nice inhalation, on the exhalation, you're going to slowly brush out. So we've completed the forehead, the cheek zone, and the jaw with a stroking on the out-breath. And now we're going to do warming circles. This time, we're going to do a shortcut with the warming circles. We're going to use four fingers on each side of the face all at once. And we begin with the forehead zone. Bring four fingers in a line right above each eyebrow. Begin to circle all those fingers at once. You can sense the different fingers almost doing different things. You're listening. How do these tissues want to be touched? So you're doing eight little circles, one with each finger. And when that first horizontal line just above the eyebrow feels like it's been softened, touched, relaxed, you're going to move your fingers up, up toward the hairline just a little bit. And again, you're going to circle all eight fingers. And one might go slower, one might go faster. They might even start to go different directions. And those four fingers cover a width that is almost the length of your eyebrow. And now come up again toward the hairline, circling, listen to the fingers. How does these tissues want to be touched, want to be circled? And one more time, we're coming up. We're probably at the hairline. So we're circling just below or right on the edge of the hairline. And when you've done this, you're going to bring your fingers out to the edge of the eye, and you'll begin to circle, moving up toward the hairline again, in tiers or layers, one horizontal line at a time, moving over that area behind the eye that we call the temple, moving up into the hairline itself on the sides until you meet the level of the hairline that's in the center of the head. Some fingers may move more deeply, some more slowly. Gradually, layer by layer, you come up into the hairline. And when that feels done, we're going to begin with the cheek zone. This time we'll start with two or three fingers because we're going to start right under the nose. We begin right over the lip and circle in 2 to 3 horizontal lines till we come up to the level of the nose. And then we continue walking up the sides of the nose itself. And bring two fingers to the center line and make sure you come up that ridge right in the center of the nose. And once you've done that, you're coming out to each side just above the lip level. And you begin circling the horizontal 8 fingers, 4 fingers on each side, outside the area of the nose, up across the cheek, one row at a time, until slowly you have come up over the cheekbones and you're immediately under the eye. And we're going to do one more layer of circles here at this level of the cheek zone. You're going to bring your fingers out to the edges of the corner of your mouth. So your little finger is right at the corner of the mouth, and your pointer finger or index finger is on that big chewing muscle that's right on the jawbone. Begin your circles and really notice what's happening, especially in that muscle that relates to chewing. And listen to whether your fingers are drawn in deeper or pushed out, softer or wanting more pressure. And you're going to come up, and remember this cheek zone comes all the way up to the level of the corner of the eye. So you're going to come up over the cheekbone till the little fingers actually touch the corners of both eyes. So we're moving next to our final zone, the jaw zone. And we're going to make an 8-finger line, the little finger of each hand right at the middle of the chin. And we're going to circle up until we're immediately under the lip. This area has so many sensory and motor fibers. Come up till you're touching immediately under the lip. And for our last 4-finger circling up, we're coming onto the angle of the jaw on each side. And slowly, slowly, we allow our fingers to move deeply into that big muscle that has to do with chewing again. And we're coming up toward the area just under the cheekbone. This is where we have the temporomandibular joint. People often hold a lot of tension here. And this is where we will end our warming circles. Now that the listening touch has opened and softened the tissues and enhanced the circulation, we're going to come into our laser touch and bring an energetic tone and deepen into the meridian energy system. We begin our acupressure point series. To begin, our middle fingers float to the outer corner of the eye, just on the edge of the bone. Keep your other fingers close in, softly nearby that middle finger. Sense the type of touch that is requested. How does this point want to be touched? Does it want a deep touch? Does it want a soft touch? Does it push you away? Does it draw you in? If you actually spend some time with this gallbladder point and you listen, with this point at the outer corner of the eye, what does it want? And just like the exercise we did when we put our hands on our own thighs and you could sense when it let you go, see if you can sense when this point has balanced or shifted energetically and gives you a sense that it releases you. And when it does, you're going to come in a straight line down to under the cheekbone, so you've moved from the wood to the fire, from the gallbladder to the small intestines. And again, listen, sense how the tissues draw you in or push you away. Do they bring your fingernail in? Do they soften your finger? Do they broaden the contact? What kind of touch does this small intestines point want? And your job is to listen and respond and give it what it wants. Again, we're waiting for a sense of completion or being done. As if the body says, that's enough. It's natural for the body to take a deep breath when the energy moves through, or sometimes to just float your fingers away. You're waiting for a sign that lets you know. And when you're ready, you're going to come down again in a straight line to the notch on the side of the jaw. And you can feel your fingers drop into that notch where that stomach meridian point is. Here we are working with the earth element. Does it draw you in? Does it push you away? Does it want a fingernail? Does it want a soft edge? Does it want a circle? So we have started with the wood, gone to the fire, and now we're at the earth. And when it feels like that stomach point releases you, or you take a deep breath, you're getting ready to move your fingers to the large intestine points directly on either side of the flare of the nose. Allow your fingers to settle in. Does it draw you in? Does it keep you soft? Does it rock or circle you? And if you stay settled and you really listen, like you're sitting in the back of the movie theater, resting in your own center, how does it draw you in? How does the intelligence of the body interact with this metal point? We wait. We're waiting for a deep breath or a sense of floating the fingers away. We're waiting for some sense that the energy has shifted. And when you're ready, you're coming to the inner eyebrow. This is a bladder point. This relates to the water element. And it's a wonderful stress-releasing point. It actually helps to shift your cortisol levels down. It relaxes you. Do these points draw you in deep? Do they keep you soft? Do they pinpoint your fingernail or create a rocking or circling? And when do they float you away? When do you take that deep breath? Listening, waiting. And when the energy has shifted, and when you're ready, you're going to come to that point right under your nose. Feel free to stay with any point or go at a different pace from the pace I'm going. Go at your own speed. But right under your nose is a governing vessel meridian point. sense into it. What does it request? What kind of contact? How deep a touch? How soft? And once you've listened and responded, you wait. Wait for a deep breath. Wait for the finger to be floated away. How do you notice when the energy shifts here at this governing vessel meridian? And when you're done there, you're going to finally come to our last acupressure point in the acupressure series. This is below your lip and above your chin in the crease, the conception meridian point under your lip. How do you feel into this point? How does it draw your touch? How do you respond so that you can settle together into a stillness where things may change? And as you wait and you listen, you might sense shifts in the tissue, change in the temperature, a different flow, or a sense of pausing, releasing, reorganizing. And whenever you sense that you're done here, there might be a deep breath. There might be a floating away of the finger. When you're done here, we're going to work with integrating and completion. Allow your finger to float away and place your hands in the face cradle. This face cradle is always a means to bring us into balance and harmony. This gentle touch to the face encourages nervous system harmony through contact with the social engagement system. And this gentle touch to the face increases the flow of lymph and blood and energy. So as you rest in this face cradle, you wait for a sense that the energies have shifted, they're balanced, the session is complete. Sometimes you might rest in this face cradle for seconds and sometimes for minutes. But when it feels relatively done, you're going to get ready to brush and float off the face. Listen for a nice deep inhalation. And as you exhale, do a broad stroke and come out to the sides of the entire face. And our next step is to ground ourselves and complete. Feel your feet on the ground. Let your shoulders relax. Do that same shoulder brush we did at the beginning. Turn your head to one side. Reach over and grasp that shoulder. Notice the breath waiting for a deep inhalation. And on the exhalation, brush across the shoulder. Notice what happens in your body as your head comes back to the middle and you settle. And turn your head to the other side. Gently reach over and grasp your shoulder. Listen to the breathing. After a nice inhalation, on the exhalation, brush and allow your hands to float away and relax. And that was a 5-element self-help mini. It's something you can do once a day, once a week. All the pieces go together. The cradling, the brushing, the warming circles, the acupressure points. Feel your face. Feel your whole body. Sense your nervous system. Sense your wholeness. And when you're ready, you're going to slowly open your eyes and have a look in that mirror. It's kind of amazing. The 5-element mini with friends, partners, or clients. Now we're going to do the 5-element mini with partners. You have a full-length session written in your notes. We may abbreviate a few things since you've already been working and settling all day. We just want to give you a sense of what it's like to deeply relax while someone else does the work. We encourage people to trade these sessions with friends, relatives, whoever they know that might benefit. And of course, this work is great for clients if you are a practitioner. We want you to experience what it's like to lie there like a lump and just let yourself drop into a deep relaxation. So first we begin by settling. We take a brief moment so you can find yourself. We say that before you do a session on someone else, you need to first orient to where you are, in your body, in time, in space. How do you sense the health in your own body? How do you sense the fluids, the yin softness? How do you connect with your bones, their yang strength? Sense your relationship with the earth. Find your midline. Notice how it centers and organizes you. We aren't necessarily touching things yet. We're just coming into a place of settling so we can begin our listening touch. Susan and I call this centered, grounded, neutral place, self-connected wholeness. Find the health in yourself and listen for the health in your client. Often we can feel that we have been fragmented and we're starting to become whole. We can sense we've been ungrounded and we start to reconnect with the earth. When we've been uncentered, we begin to come back to our midline. We're going to begin with a shoulder cradle and brush. This can be done as a set of three. Gently come under the sheet and under the shoulder blades. Listen to the breathing of the client. Wait for a nice inhalation, and as the person breathes out, gently make a two-handed sweep up and out from under the shoulders. We are gently reminding the body to relax and to breathe. Next, we're going to do a broad face cradle. When you're ready, bring your softened hands toward the center of the person's face. Allow them to lightly float on the tissues. Drop your weight of your hands into your elbows so they can float and be ever more lightly present. Allow yourself to settle into the back of the movie theater. This is a place where you don't try to see the picture. The picture is so big that you sit back and you let it come to you easily and automatically. So settle into a place in the back of your head where you can rest and allow information to come to you. And after you've cradled the person's face a minute or two, you're going to listen to their breathing. Notice when there's a beautiful inhalation. And on the next exhalation, you will slowly brush down the sides of the face in a broad movement off to the side. If the breathing is shallow, you can ask the person to take a nice breath in and then brush laterally out to the side on the following exhalation. Slowly circle your hands back toward the midline of the face and again wait. Notice the breathing cycles. Wait for a nice inhalation. And on the next exhalation, slowly stroke out toward the side. And one last time, we let our hands come to the midline. We wait for an inhalation. And as the exhalation comes, we brush out to the side slowly and gently. And as your hands circle out and come back to the face, this time the fingertips come to rest at the upper border of the eyebrow, just by the midline. You're going to do warming circles in the forehead zone. And you'll listen. What kind of touch is requested? All 8 fingers will be circling. Your hands are soft and elongated. Your fingers are flat and listening. And if there's a sense that your hands need to be softer, you just let them float more softly. And if they're drawn in deeply, you let them be drawn in. You're going to continue these warming circles with 2 horizontal 4-finger lines that move up 1 tier at a time until you come to the hairline. This 8-finger circling is a very efficient way to gently release the tensions in the tissues. And when you reach the hairline, you'll allow your hands to circle back and to return so the fingers are just above the lip to either side of the nose. Here you're going to do the warming circles in the cheek zone. You're going to do that 8-finger circling, and for brevity, you're only going to do 1 set of the layers of the circling in the cheek zone. And slowly circle your hands. This time the fingertips of both hands are going to settle at the upper border of the eyebrow. We're beginning our warming circles. We'll give you some basic guidelines, but listen to your situation. What size are your fingers? What size is the person's face? Are there specific areas of the tissues that really draw you in and want something more specific? Are there areas that want something more broad? So we're giving you the basics, and you're welcome to vary. These warming circles in the forehead zone, we're going to begin with two or three fingers toward the midline. We listen to the touch that is requested, and we make those circles with all the fingers that are involved. Your hands are soft and elongated. Your fingers are flat and listening. If there's a sense that your hands are being floated away, you let them soften and float. If your hands are drawn in more deeply, you let them be drawn in. And as you do the warming circles, you go up layer by layer toward the forehead, horizontal lines of two or three fingers. And when you reach the hairline, you're going to come out more to the middle of the eyebrow. And again, two or three fingers, you're circling up, gently releasing any tension in the tissues. And when you reach the hairline, again, you'll allow your hands to circle back and come to right outside the corner of the eye. And you can use two fingers, three, even four, and you're gently circling up into the hairline on the side toward the line where the hairline at the top of the forehead is met. And when you're done here, you've completed the forehead zone, and you're coming down to the cheek zone. And your fingers rest just above the lips. And we suggest you begin with two fingers, slowly circling up to the base of the nose and continuing up the sides of the nose all the way to the bridge of the nose. And when you're done that, take one or two fingers and slowly circle up the ridge, the midline of the nose. Coming once again up to the bridge of the nose. And when that's complete, you'll come with three or four fingers above the lip and gently circle up through the cheek area from below the cheekbone, up over the cheekbone, into that softness just below the eye, and out to the sides. And one last line in this cheek area, parallel with the crease of the mouth, coming all the way out to the edge of the jaw. You'll feel this big masseter muscle, this chewing muscle. And circle two, three, maybe even four fingers, connecting with your sense of what these tissues want. A deep touch, a soft touch, circling one way, the other. And when you've reached the area up by the corner of the eye, in front of the ear, you're done your cheek zone, and slowly come down to the jaw zone. You've got two fingers on the chin, right at the midline, gently coming up under the mouth. There's a lot of little muscles here. And then again, two fingers, just a little lateral to that, still under the lip. Coming up, under the lip. And when that's done, you'll take three fingers and come into those cheeks, gently circling up till you're even with the crease of the mouth. And on our last row, we're going to take three or four fingers and once again, starting at the very bottom of this large chewing muscle. You're going to gently circle up all the way up to in front of your ear. So right in front of your ear at the level of the cheekbone, we've finished our warming circles. Next, we begin our laser touch approach to the acupressure points. Take your middle finger of both hands and come to the gallbladder point, just inside the bone at the outer corner of the eye. Outer eye. Listen attentively. How are your fingers drawn in or floated, softened or pointed, rocked or swirled, quieted or intensified? Listen, respond, wait. See if you can sense when energy shifts or moves there. We're listening for a relative sense of change. Your fingers may feel released. The person may take a deep breath. Or there may be some sense of new energy arising in the tissue. And once you feel a shift, once you feel the energy move through, you're going to add a finger. We're doing something new here. We're connecting the dots. And this time we're connecting the elements. Hold your thumb on the gallbladder point and come down, dropping in a straight line to under the cheekbone, to the small intestines point with your third finger. And you listen, especially to what's happening in that third finger. And you're waiting again for a sense of release or shifting. You really listen for what's happening in that small intestines point in the context of the whole. We're always in relationship with the whole, and we're being very soft here unless the body really pulls us in. And we're waiting. How do we notice something shifting? How do we notice that the energy is free and breathing and healthy there? Sometimes the person takes a deep breath. Sometimes the finger is floated away. And when the energy moves here, we're going to connect the small intestines point with a stomach point. So your thumb will come down onto the small intestines point and your third finger drops again in a straight line downward into the notch on the side of the jaw. And your third finger rests in an indentation on the side of the jaw. Now you're connecting small intestines energy with stomach energy. And again, you wait. How do you notice when the energy shifts? You may sense your hands released from the field, from that point. You may sense a nice deep breath. You may sense an aliveness coming into the tissues. You may sense breathing in the tissues. And whenever you feel that that stomach energy has moved, your next point is the large intestines point. By the flare of the nose flare. And this time you can leave your third finger on the stomach point and just allow your thumb to drop over onto the flare of the nose. It's as if your thumb is pivoting around your third finger. And we're listening now to the relationship between the large intestines point and the stomach point. And we're waiting. How do we notice the energy move through? How do we notice the shift? Do we feel a fullness coming into the tissue and the energy in that area? Is there a deep breath? Is the finger released? And when this finally moves through, we come to our final point in the five elements, the water element. The bladder point is right on the inner eyebrow. So you will move your fingers up so that your middle finger is on the large intestines point by the flare of the nose flare, and your thumb is on the inner edge of the eyebrow, inner eyebrow. You will be cradling between the flare of the nose and the inner eyebrow. Stay settled. Drop the weight of your hands into those elbows. Relax. Let your fingers be soft and listen. Notice whether they're drawn in or floated. This bladder point completes the circle of the five elements and the way they actually flow from wood to fire, to earth, to metal, to water. And these five element meridians are bilateral or located on both sides of the body. And when this watery bladder element energy moves through, you're going to come in relationship to the two midline meridians, governing vessel and conception vessel. You'll bring a finger above the lip, a little closer toward the nose than the lip for the governing vessel, and a finger into the crease under the lip and above the chin, conception vessel. And you'll hold these two points under the nose and under the lip. Again, we wait. How do we know when the energy moves through these midline meridians? Can we feel it in the tissue? Is the finger relaxed or released? Is there a deep breath? And when the energy finally moves through, you're going to allow your hands to gently rest on the face in a face cradle, softly cradling the whole of the face with soft, floating hands. This contact is like a rider that's come onto a horse in motion without disturbing any rhythm of the horse. The hands are floating, present but not heavy. Softly contacting, respectfully listening. And we're going to stay here a while. We're holding an intention of moving toward completion and integration. Just allowing those hands to float in a face cradle until it feels like the energy has shifted and moved through. And when it feels done in some sense of the word, you'll notice the breathing, the in-breath, the out-breath. And after a nice inhalation, you will brush, stroke. The hands are floating on the face, gently cradling. And we're waiting for a sense that things are complete here. The energies move through. And when we have a sense of integration, we're going to start noticing the breath. We're waiting for a nice inhalation. And on the exhalation, we're going to gently stroke out to the sides. Gently bringing the hands once again back to the center of the face. Softly floating, waiting, noticing the breath. And when there's a nice inhalation, on the next exhalation, we will gently stroke out to the sides. And one last time, coming back to the face. Noticing the breathing, floating the hands in a face cradle, waiting. And as we sense a nice inhalation, on the next out-breath, we gently stroke with the hands out to the side. And to complete our integration, we'd like to ground the session. There are many different ways we can do this, by contacting the shoulders on the backside of the body, gently cradling them, by cradling the feet. So if you want to ground at the shoulders, you can just come under the sheet. Cradle the shoulders, softly contact the back side of the body. They don't have to go deep. Anywhere in the shoulder area on the back side. If you want, you can combine this with a shoulder brush. And when it feels like the energy has really moved through the shoulders, wait for a nice inhalation. And on the exhalation, brush gently out from under the shoulders. And if you're going to the feet, you'll need to get up and walk to the other end of the table. You can gently rest your hands on the ankles or under the ankles. And your intention is to help the body settle and ground. And you gently cradle until it feels like the body releases you. Notice when it lets you go, how it lets you go. When do your hands just float away? And that's it. And when it feels done, very quietly allow your hands to be released and quietly go look at that person's face and give them a few minutes to just quietly lie there. Nobody has to sit up fast here. Let's just take our time and enjoy the relaxation. Thank you.
rejuvenatemyface.com.